W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. It's been described as the gun show loophole, a rule requiring gun dealers to get federal licenses and conduct background checks, regardless of where they sell their weapons. It's been finalized now and will go into effect soon. That from the Justice Department this morning. This is Attorney General Merrick Garland.
The regulation expands the definition of who must obtain a license and conduct a background check before selling firearms.
Severe weather moving north and east after slamming the state of Louisiana on Thursday. Several injuries reported in Slidell, just outside New Orleans. Mayor Greg Cromer.
Minor injuries, cuts, scratches, bruises, bangs. One gentleman sustained a head injury on the north side of town up here. Wall fell in, hit him in the head, ended up by the hospital. Released. Nothing of any major consequences.
The first round of the Masters delayed for a bit today because those storms are moving eastward. This is ABC News. Iowa's governor signing a Texas-style law that will allow police in her state to arrest undocumented immigrants. The law is set to take effect on July 1st. Stolen Legos becoming a big business in California.
As a California Highway Patrol has been cracking down on organized retail theft, they've been making some big busts of things like stolen makeup and hardware store items. Now investigators have recovered $300,000 worth of stolen Legos in a bust. Three men and a woman have been arrested, accused of stealing the Legos from stores and then in turn selling them for profit online and elsewhere. Officers found rooms full of stolen Legos. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Uber is introducing new safety features for its passengers. The company is facing several lawsuits from people who've been assaulted by drivers. The new features include the ability to make encrypted audio recordings of the ride and allowing passengers to automatically share their location with friends and family. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Save big money on your next landscaping project now at Menards. Menards is your destination for concrete landscaping blocks. We have the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Plus, you can get free estimates fast with our landscape design programs in-store and on Menards.com. Stop in today to check out our landscaping options and for great deals going on in our garden center now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Matt Nair on air.
So we're going to talk monarch butterflies and what we can do to help their habitat, because that's one of the biggest reasons why we're seeing our monarch population decrease. As Greg said, we know how much I loved winged thingers.
Winged thingers! That's the name of our band. Calvin, me, Jane, winged thingers.
The winged thingers.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Communities around Wisconsin have more than doubled their property tax revaluation since 2020. Forward Analytics says local governments want to make sure property owners aren't underpaying their share in taxes if the market value on their homes is soaring while their assessed value stays flat. New worker safety regulations may have unintended consequences. Federal government now requires long-haul truckers to log their hours on wireless devices, but that could expose millions of trucks to hackers.
Those systems that never used to be connected to the internet or have any like wireless connections, they are becoming more and more connected, and that can introduce vulnerabilities.
Jake Jepson is the co-author of a study that shows how hackers can manipulate trucks remotely. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers with another win in Cincinnati. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Despite a steady rain, the Brewers had no problem scoring runs against the Reds. Top of the first, Bally Sports Wisconsin.
And a fly ball to deep right. That'll do it. And then some for Christian Yelich. It's gone. A two-run blast for Yelly, and he stays hot. Fifth home run of the season for Christian Yelich. Wow.
The The Brewers went on to win 7-2 last night over the Reds. NBA, the Bucks without Giannis and that calf muscle injury. They played against the Orlando Magic and beat them 117-99 at five-serve form. NFL, the Packers are headed to Brazil to play the Eagles in September. I spoke to Packers president Mark Murphy.
You know, the trip to London was phenomenal. The fan support, that was pretty impressive, and I'm really... really looking forward to seeing Brazil. I think we're the most popular team in Brazil and really anxious to see the kind of support we'll get.
That's Packers president and CEO Mark Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy and becoming a little breezy today with scattered showers possible this afternoon. Our high 59, the wind northeast 10 to 20, gusting to 25 by later today. Tonight's showers becoming windy, 44 tomorrow. Clearing breezy, 57, will be in the 60s to low 70s with plenty of sunshine by this weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now it's 46.
Thursday morning on the Earl Ingram Show, join me for In the Pharmacy with Dr. Omar, only on Civic Media.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Nice day out there, 50 degrees already in Appleton, 47 in Oshkosh, 46 in Green Bay. Nice, nice day.
This weekend's going to be awesome.
Oh, you hear that forecast they just had?
Mm-hmm.
60s, high 60s maybe?
Right.
Beautiful. Nice morning out there. Today, Thursday?
All day.
I've been off all week. You ever have one of those weeks you're just off by a day?
I think sometimes I'm like, God, it's only Tuesday. I mean, I don't know. It just seems Mondays and Tuesdays are busy around here. So
I had that dream that everybody has that's really late for work.
Ooh, that's...
I dreamt that. Okay. And here's also what I dreamt, that I had to do a speaking event. So I've got one coming up next week. Mm-hmm. Okay. At the city council thing over there. And I dreamt that and everybody's dreams are bizarre, but here was mine, that I dressed in my, what I always wear. My khaki pants, my blue sport coat, mm-hmm. Okay, it's just my go-to, that's all it. But I realized, and I had a tie on, and I realized as I was going over there, I had this really old T-shirt full of paint stains and things like that for my shirt.
I don't want to read into that dream, but I would think you're not prepared.
Okay.
Not a psychiatrist, John, okay. But I...
analyze this.
I think that's what it might be.
That's what I...
Do you still have dreams about you find out that you didn't finish a test in high school?
Always.
You don't have all the credits you need to...
Yep.
Well, that plus the number one I had, I think everybody in the media has had this one, especially in TV, that I have to go on the air and I have nothing prepared.
Right.
I have abs, can't find my scripts
that's
or whatever.
Not a
and
dream.
I have.
That's reality.
Yeah, actually, I've done that a few times.
John, we're talking about dreams.
Yeah. Talk about nightmares, not your day to day.
Todd, that dream where you go to school and I didn't know we had a test today.
Absolutely.
I don't know what the most common dream is, but that's got to be right up there.
How can we be this old and still have dreams?
I know, right?
Isn't that crazy?
I thought older people, when I was, that they didn't dream, but we do.
Oh, my God. Vivid.
Probably more, yeah.
Vivid. Vivid.
I went and saw a shrink one time.
Oh, and then they told me.
This
was my dream lesson, too. So then they told me I had a date. I had to race this kid that I used to know. He's a friend of mine that I went to school with. I have to race him in the 50-yard dash, okay? And I was trying to tell them, I got an artificial hip. I can't.
John, again, we're talking dreams.
I know, so I'm trying to get out of it. I think part of that was because of the skydiving thing with Andy. So I had to come up with so many excuses why
I could do it.
Yeah. Boy, he was a great guest, wasn't he?
No,
they
great.
All were.
They all were. What
they
a great,
some great
group of people.
Comments. I got together with some friends last night, and they're like, that your show, that's awesome. They don't stay with Civic Media all day because
well,
they've got to get
stuff. Everybody's like that with different stations.
Different
that.
Times.
Sure.
Some lady, she says her drive time's only like 14 minutes, so she wished she lived further away from work. But when she gets to work, they got to punch in. So
yeah, but they can also listen to the podcast. Don't forget.
True,
about
I told
that,
her that.
Right?
Yeah, yep. Yeah, we did. We talked.
Jim,
about
you made a comment, and I'd like to pursue it if you don't mind. You said I went to a shrink once.
Yeah,
and it was
dot dot dot.
So
yeah.
Where was that going?
Do you remember Dr. Butler? He died. He was a okay. He was over on Webster Avenue, and like he did. I went. He did a big like a group meeting on dreams, because I think dreams are, I don't know what I think about them, but, and I went to that and I thought, this is really interesting. So then I went and made an appointment and saw him about certain dreams, and I read a lot in my dreams, and I said, I just read a lot. And he goes, what are you reading? I'm like, I don't know, it's just reading. And there were a couple other things, and yeah, he didn't put me, no lobotomy, no shock therapy. I talked to him about dreams, and he got sick and died. But anyway, I'm fascinated by dreams, because they
me
really-
Me too, to
they,
be honest with you.
They might tell
you something.
Because
I always wonder, is it-
Well, this is the other reason, Todd, that I went to him. That was back in my KI days. And for whatever reason, that year, I lost some friends. And okay. I would dream about, like, falling off a roof and dying and stuff like that. And
wow.
He just said, well, it wasn't worth the $200 or whatever I paid him. But he's like, look, that's because your friends are dying. You're afraid of dying. Okay. How much was that?
So how do you read it to mind? I'm going to a big speaking thing, and I'm wearing a sport coat and a tie, and I realize I have a really old stained T-shirt on.
You're not prepared, John.
Okay.
$200.
Thank you, doctor.
Anyway,
there we go.
Guy. But yeah, that, you know what we're going to get on here is a dream guy.
I would love that.
And they're out there. Dream. I forgot they're called. But they are shrinks.
I would love that.
Psychologist. Yeah. Okay. Let me look into that, because, I know a circle of people, so.
Well, I think it'd be fun to have somebody on like that who can analyze dreams and have people text in asking questions of, hey, this is a dream I've had numerous times.
But you'll have to vet that, Todd. We don't want to be creeping. I ate my dog. It's like, okay, we're not going to talk about that. It's got to be like.
I don't know. I'm okay with it. Yeah. Cleanse the soul. We'll find out.
Maybe you want to be a dog or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Okay, big show again today at 6:30, the biggest story in sports in this area in a long time. Kevin Borseth announcing his retirement at UWGB. Phenomenal career, unbelievable career. And we'll be talking with Kevin at the bottom of the hour here at 6:30.
They must have known a little bit more, because they named that street after him that day.
Right. Yeah.
So, but it said, in the article in the paper, it said that he had been thinking about it.
Yeah.
He's going to be 70 in June.
Okay.
Remember we were talking yesterday,
yeah.
We didn't know how old he was? Not that I mean... Both guys running for president are a lot older than that.
Yeah,
so.
There's a lot of coaches still. Yeah.
Right. And there's that. But, I don't know. He's really, that's the word I'm looking for. He doesn't want it to be about him. He's about recruiting the next coaches. These kids come in. Are you retiring? Are you?
Yeah.
Would you go work for a company, leave and work for a company where the president has made that company successful and, he's thinking of retiring? You wouldn't go. I mean, I wouldn't go there, because you want that leadership. So he's like, look, it's time for someone else to come in. I'll tell you what I was surprised about that article. I didn't know how bad they wanted a woman as a coach. Yeah, he was like...
back in the day, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, he's done great. I mean, and the players just absolutely love him. So, I don't know if we can ask him what he's going to do. I'm sure he's going to take some time off. I mean, you're good friends with him, but isn't he a Hunter Fisher guy?
Oh, gosh. Totally. That's his passion. So, hunting and fishing is his passion.
We can sell him one of our... lots.
Did you see the response you got on my Facebook? Todd, did you see about my little place I want to build out in the woods?
Yes.
Yeah.
No.
I've been watching all the, what's funny, Todd? And it's almost scary. The one day, I forget who we had in here, and he and I kind of had the same shoes on. Remember that?
Yes.
And he said, hey, we buy our shoes at the same place.
Right.
And we talked a little bit about it. And I swear, it wasn't long after an ad popped up. And I even showed you didn't I, Jim?
You did.
An ad popped up on my phone, Todd. For almost the exact same types of shoes we were both wearing. I showed it to Jim.
It was a little creepy.
It was totally creepy.
It happens.
John, that shoe, that ad popped up, and you were just talking to that guy about...
It was so bizarre.
You had the same shoes on as a guest.
Yeah. So anyway, I've looked up, I've Googled a few things on, backwoods cabins type thing. So I'm on this site now that it's these people that go out, and they have literally a saw and a drill... And maybe some hammers and nails, okay? And they build these are small little, almost like survival type cabins. But it's amazing what these people can do with the most basic tools you'll ever find. But
those are like 340 square feet. That's a closet.
Oh, it's not even that big, some of these.
Oh, my God.
Seriously,
John, why would you want to go backwards in life?
Well, I'm not going backwards in life. I just think it'd be a cool kind of thing. And they build their own, like, fireplace in there, and they chink the logs with, like, moss and things like that. You got to see this site. It's amazing the creativity some people have, what they can build almost with their bare hands. And that's what I'm looking to do. I don't want no prefab. I don't want no plywood. No, I don't want any of those kind of things. Yes.
Okay. And there's plumbing and bathrooms and sinks and showers.
No.
Okay. That's a tent.
No, it's not. But you can, you know what? You can get, I saw this thing too on one of those things. You could take, okay, might need a bucket. Okay. I'd have a bucket.
Okay. Where are we going?
Okay. You could take a shower. You could put a thing in. You got the shower head and the long hose. And there, I don't know if it's a motor or some just suction type of thing. And put that in there. You could give yourself a shower from a bucket. I would do that.
John, okay. Don't you in life want to keep moving ahead and forward? Better friends, better income, better contentment? Isn't that what you strive for? And that sounds like the other way.
Just watch these videos. Has anybody out there seen any of those videos?
Yeah.
On the wilderness building where they basically just have a saw and an axe. And what some of these guys build out there is incredible.
And do they live there then? Or is that just like a hunting lodge?
Kind of like a hunting camp lodge type thing.
I don't know.
I'm just telling you.
That'd be great. That's quite a goal.
All right, thanks.
Junior.
Junior, who's that?
What's that?
I'm just saying that sounds like a goal some little kid would have, not some guy who's like 60 and successful.
The older I get, the more I want to regress away from
absolutely.
We're all on the same page about getting off the grid. That is not, but getting off the grid, you can still live in a pretty nice place. You don't have to go back to this.
If you were mayor and made a lot of money.
Made money before that. I just see guys that. What I want to say, John, I do want to get off the grid, but in a really nice place with a super nice bathroom, jacuzzi.
Is that getting off the grid?
Yes. Off the grid to me is away from the noise. That's off the grid to me.
I don't know. Todd.
It's not living out in the wilderness. That is not off the grid. Because you can be out there with, your phone and internet. I want all that stuff disconnected. I want people to write me a letter. I see postage is going up.
My God. Oh, was it 78 cents now? 73?
Yeah.
No, but it's going up to 78.
Is that what it is?
I believe so.
I haven't sent a letter in so long.
I wouldn't know.
No idea.
I can't think the last time I used a stamp. I think that's why people don't send out Christmas cards.
Oh, my God. How cheap can you be? You give a guy a letter. He comes to your house and say, look, go through your change. Here's 73 cents. Take this to my brother in Seattle and deliver it to his door. That's a great deal. 73 cents to send something across the country that's going to be delivered in 3 days? I don't know. I don't have to do that, though. I bought a bunch of those forever stamps, and they were like 60 cents or something. Okay. But I think postage, when I read that, 73, I thought, that's a good deal. I would pay a dollar.
Todd, have you ever seen him more passionate about anything in your life than defending the price of stamps going up? We've talked about on this show, he has never been more passionate about anything than defending the rising price of stamps.
I don't agree with the way the post office is managed. I think they're way, way, way too labor intensive. There's a lot of things we could do to make the post office more efficient. I think that's a whole another issue. What I'm saying is, you look at, how much was this cup of coffee? How much is this? We talk about food prices. I think that's a really good deal.
Okay.
I do. 73 cents?
Wow.
76? Yeah. I just think that's a really, really good deal. I think it's one of the best deals in the country. And that's why they're losing money.
Keep it going. Go. You got background music. You got a compliment. Go ahead.
I think that's a good. You send a letter to your kid in New York, and it's going to be there. It's handwritten. Don't you think it costs like $10 to have somebody do that for you? It costs more than that for somebody to do it for you. I think it's a good deal. I know.
All right. There you go.
I'm not defending the post office. I'm defending 73 cents to get a letter.
We got a quick break. Once again, we've got Kevin Borseth coming up at the bottom of the hour. Man on the Mayor on a Thursday morning. Back up this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on Air.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to scent season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back.
Okay, Mr. Postman.
This song dedicated to Jim Schmitz, defense and quest. For higher postage stamps.
No, my defense is in, I think that's a good value to mail a letter anywhere you want, guaranteed to be at their doorstep, and they pick it up at your doorstep for 73 cents. I think that's a really good deal. Cards, Valentine's cards, Christmas cards, I think that's a good value. Now, the way the post office is managed is really, really, there's way, way, way too many employees. There's way, way, way too many drop boxes. Congress should tighten that up. I know they hired that guy who... is trying to do a good job. But anyway, I'm not critical of stamps going up to 73 cents, but I am very critical of a lot of other stuff in the post office. Because we feed them, too. Besides those stamps, Johnny, we're giving them there's other revenue that they're taking from the taxpayers. So. Okay. Anyway, that's enough.
We got a text here. Somebody please take Jim's temperature. And stamps will be 73 cents in July. Yeah, that was very passionate of you. I like that. I like when I hit a nerve. Wow.
Oh, man, we're going to talk about...
Yeah,
something that's going to be in the paper tomorrow about downtown. We'll strike a nerve there, too.
So Kevin Borseth, UW Green Bay women's coach, Danielle Kane, emergency management director of Brown County.
It's Daniel.
Daniel. Yep.
What's interesting about that is today is National Siren Day, right?
Yes.
Okay, so that'd be cool to talk to him. Everybody knows Cullen, who was there forever, but this guy came in and he's doing a great job.
Great. Sharon Cook, Fox Wolf River Watershed Alliance. Right, Todd?
Yep, doing a little cleanup action in a few weeks, so they're going to talk about that.
Yep.
Fantastic. John Kirsch, president of the Golden House.
Yep.
Which is a tremendous, tremendous place.
We're so fortunate to have that. And they just completed that big expansion, privately funded. So
fantastic.
That's
going
to be fun to talk to him and what he's doing. He's, you know, a lot of confidential information in that place, but they really serve a great need here. I'm excited to have him on.
And then...
Aaliyah.
Aaliyah. I got to get her name right. Aaliyah Kurzweil.
Kurzweil.
Right. Miss Green Bay.
Yes.
That'll be fantastic.
Funny when you were cutting the promo for that yesterday.
I did not get that name down.
You had Miss Green Bay down.
I had that down, but I was struggling with the rest of the name. Yes, okay, talk about the other thing about downtown Green Bay that's going to be a hot button issue. Go ahead.
Well, I haven't leaned into that as much as I need to or want to. So there's a proposed development, which is great. I mean, downtown needs residential, quality residential. We're like Metro, like the place that you live in, where it's market rate. I mean, you have to have your workforce housing. We have that down here. So this proposed development on the Adam Street lot where we park is being proposed for a developer. But the developer in his design wants to relocate the Heritage Trail. And, you know, that was a lot of work to do that. I mean,
Crystal? Funny? I don't really remember that process. I don't know why. Like,
Warning and
I know, but I don't quite remember when that all came about. How long has it been there? 20 years? 10 years? I don't really know.
I'd say 11 or 12. Yeah, I'd have to look. I mean, you get those years together, it's kind of a blur.
But I know, what I mean.
Chris Crystal led the charge on that.
2011.
You know what's funny is that when I worked downtown before at the old WBAY building, you know, right over here, obviously, you do a lot of things downtown. When I lived on the far end of Ledgeview, it's surprising how you come downtown.
But the downtown is for everybody. But you're right. When you live in walking distance or very close, you're here all the time for all the events. And, when you live out there, and the downtown it's good for the residents, and we have to get them down here, the greater Green Bay community, but for tourism as well. And that Heritage Trail, there's no secret. When you and I were down here for that Detroit game, all the people that were down here, they were all looking at that.
Yeah.
So I don't know what's being proposed on that. You know, I will tell you.
Who basically owns it? The city?
Yes. Well, okay. I think that's in a foundation. But yeah, I think we do the maintenance on that. I'd have to look. But everything was donated. I mean, Myron and those statues and Eddie Martin. Eddie Martin's going to raise hell when he hears this. But you got to, government, as much as you want projects, and you got to be able to say no. I mean, this building across the street, Schreiber, they wanted to do some things, and I'm like, ain't going to happen. And they still do the project. So I would hope they really work hard on trying to preserve that. I think that would be cool for the development to have the Heritage Trail in your backyard. But I don't know. I haven't seen the development. I don't know the developer. But I guess
who has the power to move it?
Well, the city.
That's what I mean. They can do it if they want.
Yeah, they can.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's
the city's land. I'm not sure who owns the statues, but if they're going to be relocated, yeah, that would be the city's decision.
Where would it be?
Well, I'm interested in that.
Because that's a big part of the heritage of, I mean, with the name of it, the Heritage Trail, the heritage of the Packers start. Yeah.
So you look around downtown. I was thinking about that. If I had to relocate it, you know, if they're not going to do the project unless they do it. But I think I haven't met with the developers. We'd have to walk around, but it's got to be downtown. And that thing goes out to Lambeau Land, I'd be
Well, that's
really
what I mean.
Upset.
That takes away the idea of this is where it started.
That's why a lot of people come down here. I mean, they come down here for the Northland. But
then they take the tour of all the different places and show the different landmarks.
So I don't know what – it's funny because where did I – did you tell me that? Or where did I hear that? But it's like, okay, I don't like what I'm hearing, but if there's a better solution – but let's hear it. But I don't know if they have an alternative. They must. I just think that's going to be a political thing that I don't think Eric should wade into right now.
We're going to get Cliff Crystal on.
Oh, yeah, he's not going to like that. That guy worked so hard on that, Johnny.
I know.
I mean, it was years.
It was his baby.
And it was years. And it wasn't like,
put in so much research. Yep. It was mind-boggling. And,
yeah. And like I said, I mean, you look at that wall that's the back of that Heritage Trail. There's a lot of people on there that donated private. There's a lot of private money that went into that. I don't think the city put any dollars into that. I think it was the land, and it was, I don't know. I know where they were raising hell about. I think it was 6 parking spots or 8.
Okay.
So.
All right.
And there's a revenue loss. I get that. But I think we generated more revenue by having that than having 8 parking spots.
Well, it really is a cool thing on visiting weekend.
Oh, man.
I mean, the people that go to, they're wearing Lions jerseys and they're taking the Packer tour.
And they're. Even when it's not a Packer game, you drive by there. Like those kids that were here for that Future Business Leaders of America. They're taking pictures.
Yeah.
It's just a cool thing. It's like that Green Bay thing on the city deck, you know. You want to get that icon where people go and, I mean, obviously like the statues out at Lambeau, everybody takes their pictures there. But, I just hope that stays downtown. And I think it would be very respectful of the donors as well. But I'm not involved in that. I am reaching out to someone tonight about it. I just want to have a little conversation and see what's going on.
Todd, could you work on trying to get Cliff on?
Yeah.
Awesome. That'd be great. Maybe we'll get
And it. I hope they reached out to Cliff and said, look, what do you think about this? I mean, that would just be professional courtesy.
I mean, he has done more to uncover the legacy and the true history of the Packers. You know, there have been so many books written that were crap. And I'm just going to be honest with you.
I hate to say it.
I'm not trying to be, I write so much. But it's just like, and like I even talked to Cliff about this one time, where people would, their only research would be to read somebody else's book and take what they had and just repeat it. And Cliff did just the opposite. Well, he went back to the archives like you can't believe.
And the research he did. But then if you look at that, I mean, if you say people, if you're going to build a monument to the Packers, what would you do? Well, Bart Starr and Lombardi, which they have, but that's that Calhoun with his dog and
absolutely
the band,
the
band with the drummer,
absolutely,
like that's cool stuff.
Absolutely, absolutely, no question about it. I'm with you. All right, once again, Kevin Borseth will be with us when we come back. Talk about today being Emergency Management Day. Sharon Cook, Fox Wolf River Watershed Alliance, John Kirsch, president of Golden House, and Miss Green Bay. All coming up.
Because he can't say your last name.
Stay with us. You could have a steam train.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Evan Goyke, candidate for the City of Milwaukee City Attorney's Office. Evan, you and I were texting yesterday because with every campaign that I've ever known someone that's running, there is always what I'm going to call the yard sign controversy.
It's true that yard signs don't vote.
Yes.
But there is deep, deep psychological warfare with right. Yard signs.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
We may have rain in the forecast today, but there's strong winds on the way beginning tonight. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and fiber news on a Thursday. And if you're someone that owns a lot of machine sheds, barns, or outbuildings, you better prepare for that wind, or maybe more importantly, what happens after the wind. Details coming up.
Wisconsin Farm Bureau helps our organization advocate for agriculture by putting us at the table with the right individuals. I've heard a lot of times that if you're not at the table, you're on the menu when it comes to ag policy. We need people to help us make the right connections, get in front of the right people and policymakers that are affecting decisions that impact agriculture.
WFBF.com.
You should look them up.
A voice for farmers, a vision for agriculture. Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
Some of the spring weather that we're going to be witnessing in Wisconsin is going to cause damage to our barns and outbuildings. Thinking safety first is key. That's according to Jeremy Fairbanks. He's a service manager at Morton Buildings, and he says he encourages farms to inspect their property for damage, but think safety first.
If the damage is too severe, do not enter the building. Don't climb on the roof. Consult a professional. If there's any doubt, don't get around the building. Walk around the buildings to assess the damage. Documentation is key. You want to make sure that you can differentiate from one storm to the next storm. So taking good pictures is a great practice. Look first to serious structural damage that might make the building vulnerable. Then next, go to leaks. Look for anything that may damage what's stored inside. And finally, look for cosmetic issues.
Jeremy Fairbanks, he's a service manager with Morton Buildings. He also reminds folks, as soon as you've witnessed storm damage, not only documenting it, but also talking to your insurance agent so that they can witness what you're seeing as well. Hopefully, we don't have to worry about that.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Rural Mutual is the number one farm insurer in Wisconsin for a good reason. As a company founded by farmers, they understand the ag industry and its challenges. Local agents offer farm families the best advice and personalized coverage. Visit ruralmutual.com to find an agent near you.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
And an interesting new study is out, conducted in part by the Marshfield Clinic Health System, shows that dairy farmers might be a little healthier than the rest of us because they're around cows. New research shows that microscopic organisms they found in the nasal channels of farmers, similar to the nasal channels of the cows that they're working with, and showed that it might lead to greater protection against illnesses like allergic rhinitis, asthma, eczema, and diarrheal diseases. That's according to the Marshfield Clinic Research Institute. More up now at MidwestFarmReport.com. There's a quick look at food news on a Thursday. I'm Pam Yonke.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Mostly cloudy and becoming a little breezy today with scattered showers possible this afternoon. Our high 59, the wind northeast 10 to 20, gusting to 25 by later today. Tonight's showers becoming windy, 44 tomorrow. Clearing breezy, 57, will be in the 60s to low 70s with plenty of sunshine by this weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
Earl Ingram.
Let's talk a little bit about what public education did to move this nation forward and continues to do, even though it's under assault.
The one place where we get to live out and practice what it means to be a citizen in a democratic institution. The attacks on public education are really attacks on democracy.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app, where the fans own the team. This is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor here on a Thursday morning. Time right now to talk to a man that's a living legend.
Oh, yeah.
And I guarantee you one thing. You know who the news of Kevin Borsett's retirement yesterday? If there's communication to other species, okay, it was terrible, terrible news for the perch, walleye, and trout population of Northeast Wisconsin and the UP.
I hear he's their,
he's gonna, it's,
they're their number,
it's
one target.
No. It's not good. It's open season now.
You bet.
Kevin Borsett, good morning, my friend.
Well, there's two less fish. My daughter and I caught two yesterday.
See,
so.
There you go.
Oh, there you go.
So how did you sleep, Coach?
you good with the decision, Coach?
Yeah. You sleep good last night?
What's that?
How'd you sleep last night?
Say again?
How did you sleep last night?
I slept good. Yeah,
good.
I didn't have any trouble. I was tired. I had a lot of messages yesterday.
Oh,
it's pretty overwhelming, the support. And yeah, when I went to bed, it's almost like I had a headache.
Yeah, bad. You know,
but slept really well.
All right.
But I told my daughter, I said, every dog has his day. Yesterday was my day. So, yeah, this will all pass, obviously. But it was an overwhelming day.
And congratulations on having a street named after you. I think people are going to be driving there that continues to attract thousands of people. And, you know, to drive down, you know, Kevin Borsett Way, I think is awesome.
That's unbelievable. That was the last thing in the world I expected. Interesting. And I told him yesterday, though, I'm not the first person in my family to have a street named after me, because my dad built the subdivision in Berglund, Michigan, and he built Mary Lane.
Oh, cool. All right.
My mother still got one up on me.
Oh, I love it.
All right. Well, that anyway, congrats on everything. And like you said, it's been a thrill. I mean, it was a great article in the paper on you as well.
How long had you been thinking about this, Kevin?
Well, you know, age is always a thing. You know, for whatever reason, 70 is a number. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Probably not good to look at that, but I looked at it, obviously. You know, that's considered full retirement age, and I just, you know, you get to a point somewhere where you feel like a relic, you know?
Yeah.
And I really love what I do, but the part of coaching was fun. The part of building, you know, and maintaining was the difficult part, because that takes a lot of effort, takes a lot of time. And sitting in the gym in the summer times and all the little details you got, you know, to keep yourself going was just something I just didn't want to invest in anymore. I put a lot of time into it, you know. And so I looked at that number for a while. And then we started to recruit a little bit. It became a little bit more difficult to recruit because people were aware of my status, you know, that I was getting close to retirement. It was tough to recruit. And
yeah.
So it's been on my mind for a while. And I guess in the end, I kind of went with the old 70 and accompanied with the fact that we had a tough time recruiting. And if I didn't step down, the program would suffer because of it. And so those two things kind of put me over the edge there and kind of helped me make my decision.
That's very classy.
Yeah, it is. I was talking to Johnny.
You're putting the program in front of yourself.
Right.
And that's the kind of guy you are. But I guarantee you there's a whole group of other coaches out there in the world that don't look at it that way. It's all about themselves, and it's very, very honorable.
Yeah.
No BS for you saying that and doing that.
I think you're right about the 70. That is, it is full retirement considered, but both, I said to Johnny this morning, you know, both guys running for president of the United States are a lot older than Kevin.
Yeah.
So you gotta, I mean, you gotta, you got a lot of,
I can't imagine anybody in the world wanting to do that.
No.
Same. See, now that was, so then I'm not going to ask my next question is, might you enter the political world because so well respected and
no, absolutely not. No, I'm not a politician. Honestly, I would have liked to just sneak out the back door yesterday and not have anybody even know that I retired. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to do that. But no, I care a lot about a lot of things, you know, and I'm passionate about a lot of things. But, you know, it's in this world, today's world, you're half right and you're half wrong. You know, even if the color is completely red, somebody will argue that it's not red. 1 + 1 that doesn't equal 2 anymore in our world, and that's the scary part, at least for me. But I am passionate about a lot of things. I don't believe I'll get into any type of politics. I'll spend a lot of time with my family, getting outdoors a little bit, getting some vitamin D.
There you go. Kevin, in looking back, what are you most proud of in your reign here at UW Green Bay?
Oh, I don't know, John. You know, I always said there'd be time enough for counting when the dealing's done, and I guess the dealing's done, right? So it's time to reflect back on everything. And, you know, I look back on my career, and I think, and I get notes from just multiple players from all the places that I played at. And the places that we were at, we left them better. We left them better than we found them. And that's something that I'm really proud of. I am. And not just me. There was the coaches and the players and fans and everybody associated that with that. But we kind of brought the sport to a highlight. People began to appreciate it. We went from no fans to quite a few fans, to people investing in us, to, you know, us becoming a big deal. And, you know, the program is just longevity. The program is doing well. So I think the continuity is probably the piece that makes me most proud in all the places that I've been at, because those programs that I've been at, in Green Bay included, are still doing well. So that's a cool piece.
We're with Kevin Borseth, UW Green Bay women's basketball coach, who announced his retirement yesterday.
And coach, I would just say, and I've read about your wins and everything you've done, but I would think that your legacy, at least as, you know, I was talking to some other people, is you've just elevated that sport like no one has done in any sport, I think, especially in this community. I mean, you sell more tickets than the men sometimes, and it's the energy and the people who are just following you, and that's because of you. I mean, you have really taken that from when you started to now, as that's one of the premier sports in our community.
Jim, the energy, that's a good word to use there. It really was. And I kind of steerheaded it, but I think our program in general has raised the level of awareness to girls basketball in our area, I think. And that's taken a long time to do that.
Right.
But, you know, I'd like to think that that we were able to do that. I mean, the girls, our basketball area and our high school basketball in our area and in our state is really phenomenal. It's grown over the course of time. And I would like, and I would hope, that our program had something to do with that, you know? And so that's really good. And of course, now this Caitlin Clark thing that came in this year has just elevated the sport beyond belief right now. But there's a lot of young girls playing basketball. A lot of good, our players have been good mentors and people that the young kids can look up to. So that's cool as well.
Right.
You know, one thing we have to give homage to though is Carol Hammerly. Cause you know, I saw a thing, I found an old thing from 1972, I think Northern Michigan. And there she was with trying to start a basketball team. And so this sport here with Green Bay, we've seen the creation. I mean, we've seen this like unlike any sport where in our generation, this whole thing, you know, we can't talk about the 40s or the 50s or, oh, remember that team in 59, that one state type thing. I mean, this entire entity that you and Carol and even Matt and everything has fostered, it's all been within our generation. So it's pretty cool to see and be a part of that, I'll bet, huh?
It is. Just, you know, I heard it from Carol. Carol says, take care of my baby.
Yeah.
Right. You know, that's pretty cool to say that. But I think I'm with Carol right now. Whoever takes program, I can tell them the same thing from Carol and I. Take care of our babies, because the two of us invested a lot of time and a lot of effort into putting the program to where it's at today. And, of course, very proud of that. And very lucky to be a part of it in the same process.
You know, Coach, when I was reading a little bit about you, I didn't know that when they hired you that some people wanted a woman to coach the team. And have you been a pioneer in more men coaching? I mean, because you've been phenomenal, but, you know, Green Bay is pretty conservative. But I was just curious as to what your read was on that.
I think they wanted to hire Karen Strami. Karen was the coach out of Duluth, and Lisa Stone. Lisa was over at Eau Claire. I think those were their first. I know they were. That was their first choices, those two. And Lisa was pretty comfortable over Eau Claire doing what she was doing. And Karen was up at Duluth. She was embedded up there. Both really good friends of mine. And then they came down and they started to look at males. I hadn't even applied before that because I figured it's senseless to do that at this point because, you know, they pretty much got their mind. And then the other two turned it down. So I just kind of threw my name in the hopper. You know, and it's kind of an anomaly at that point, you know, because there was so much about bringing females in to coach female sports. And I truly believe in that. I do. I'm it's great to see young coaches, Sarah Rohde, you know, the likes that are in basketball that are mentoring these young ladies because they're able to reach them. They're on the same level, in my opinion. So it's great to see the gals that are involved in coaching female sports, you know. And there are some still males, you know, that are involved in that, you know. But I don't know whether over a course of time, whether it'll change completely over to females. I don't know that answer, but I know at the younger levels, in particular, the AAU levels and the high school levels and the club levels, there's a whole lot of males that are involved. So I think that that's never going to go away, obviously, you know, but in the development, there's a whole lot of males still in the industry. And as a result, you'll still probably see some male coaches out there.
I've always wanted to ask you this, though, because like when you started up at Gogebic and, you know, you start from scratch, and it would have been a lot easier for you, I would imagine, if you said, nah, I'm going to be a guy's basketball coach. You took the hard route. Why?
There wasn't a one. Matter of fact, Mike Hoffner was a friend of mine. He's my best friend. And it was 1976, and Bessemer High School started a high school program.
Okay.
And Mike became the coach of the program. And I don't remember how many games they even had, but I thought to myself, this is crazy, right? You know, and then 6 years later, a buddy of mine, Deke Ruccio, steps down from the job, Gogebic, and he said, you want the girls' job? My immediate reaction was no. Not a chance. You know, why am I going to coach girls basketball? You know, that's ridiculous. Well, I just so happened to be on the unemployment line at the same time. I needed to do something, you know, not really realizing, you know, I mean, interest rates soared to a highest rate. I was in the home building industry.
Yep.
Place I was working for shut their doors. So I was pretty much, you know, and that unemployment line is not a great place to stand in. Trust me. I've been in it a couple of times, and I don't want to stand in it again.
Yep.
And my heart sympathizes with anybody that has to, but and I took that job, and they put me in as a part-time teacher at the same time. I taught salesmanship, introduction to business, those type of things. And I don't know how good I was at it, but one thing led to another, and I fell into it, you know, and never got out of it. And it's been the best thing that's ever happened to me.
Awesome.
It is. That's... We just got a text coming in. Read that, John.
Congratulations. Game. Good luck, Coach. We're very happy for you, but very sad to see you go.
I would say that's the feeling of the community.
Of everybody. Yeah.
Because, you know, you made a point that, look, it's your decision. You've thought about it a little bit, and you've made the decision. And, you know, I said to John, kind of, we were talking about how old you were. You're going to be 70 in June, but we hope we're as healthy as you are.
Yeah, after in as good a shape. We hope they get to your shape. Yeah.
Maybe you could coach people like me and mine off.
Kevin, I have to ask you, though, because I saw you play your last high school basketball game. What year was that? That would have been March of what, 72?
1972, yep.
Okay.
Don't remind me, please.
Okay,
yeah,
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
We did 1972 was my last year of high school, yep. That's when the old Hedgecock days and basketball, boys basketball up there was really popular. And yeah, it was pretty cool. I miss those days. You know, part of me not coaching anymore, really, I told the players, is I used to get in and mix it up with the players. You know, I would play defense or score, play some one-on-one, or coaches would play three-on-three with the players. And unfortunately, my body doesn't allow me to do that anymore. You know, and that was a kind of a way for me to be able to connect with the players at the same time, because, you know, if you block a shot or steal, knock something, you know, the old-timers, all we do is hack, right?
Yeah.
We can't guard anybody,
right?
Anyway.
Yeah.
So I would hack the cell out of somebody's hands, and it became not almost a standing joke, but it's just kind of a way to connect with the players at the same time.
That's
awesome.
You know,
because connections are so important with those young kids nowadays, and that was kind of one of the ways I could do that. And not being able to do it anymore, that kind of hurt a little bit, and kind of was worked into the decision as well, you know.
Well, I'll tell you what, you're legendary, Kevin, and you've always been so accessible with the media. You've been phenomenal to cover, to be friends with. I just want to say, not on behalf of the media, but just in general, people around here, just want to say it publicly, thank you for everything you've done,
right?
Not just for women's basketball and all those sorts of great things, but just for being the kind of guy you've always been here.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, very, very approachable, very kind to everybody. You are a good, good guy.
And who do you have to thank for the biggest fish you've ever caught?
Who do I have to thank?
Am
I supposed to thank you?
Don't you remember?
He always says
you
that.
You caught that huge pike?
Yeah, the huge
northern or muskie, remember?
The reason he's successful, he's been honest,
yes,
John.
Did.
Oh, did he really?
He called me up and said, let's go muskie fishing.
Yep.
As a matter of fact, really quickly, one of my ex-players sent me a real nice text, and he says, now go muskie fishing.
Been there.
I had to tell him, I said, I only caught one muskie in my life, and it's the biggest one I ever caught, I said. So you're the man. You're the man, John.
Kevin Boris, stay in touch, my friend. You're the best.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you, guys.
Take care, buddy. Back with more right after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Beautify your entertainment space with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Hi, this is Gina Della from Pella. Turn your ordinary space into something extraordinary with brand new Pella Windows. Plus, getting the perfect windows and doors for your home has never been easier. Right now, get 0% interest for up to 36 months, or no down payment, no interest, and no payments for up to 18 months if you book before April 30th. Take ownership of your living space and make it a place worth living with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back.
What a guy.
Mino and the Mayor. Wow. I'm almost choked up with Kevin Borseth. Just a great man. Just a great guy.
Yeah. Very solid.
Yeah. Great family. Wonderful wife. Wonderful kids. I mean, can't say enough good things about him. And like I said, I just want to say thank you on behalf of the media or whomever for how great he's been to work with over the years, good or bad, or, you know, wins or losses.
Life's he was the affected best. And just that he's, you know, the he's mentor.
You know what, though? I wish Kevin could come back in another life and play other sports. He told me, he said, if he played hockey, he'd get in a fight every single night.
Oh, yeah.
His last high school football game, he got kicked out. He punched out the opposing guy that he never liked. He says, yeah, I Tony Rigatoni or somebody like that. I said, oh, yeah. He deserved it. I mean, I'd love to see Kevin in more of a physical sport.
Yeah.
He's tough. He's a tough guy. I got a nice text here. Great topic. Now, if you get a chance, check out the Girls Flag football event the Packers are hosting this weekend. I honestly did not know anything about it.
No. Well, tomorrow we kind of go over what's going on in the weekend in Appleton, Oshkosh, in here. So I'm sure that will be on the list. But is that Packer Wives? Is that what that is?
I think it's, I don't, you know what? I don't know.
So it looks like the Packers are welcoming 10 teams for the first Girls Flag Open at Lambeau Field and the Don Hudson Center.
Awesome.
So it looks like the Packers themselves are actually putting it on.
I think they've done it before. Haven't they? Something like this?
Yes.
I don't think that was.
They did it last year. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yes.
In the Don Hudson, because they kind of keep that a little bit. A lot of fans go through there.
No, they don't. You're right. So this is a cool thing for a lot of people that have never seen it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's cool. I remember when they first, I remember when I first got here and they didn't even have that.
Right.
And all they had was on their practice field, they had a big piece of artificial turf. So when they were playing a team, you know, on artificial turf, they had something to practice on to get used to it.
Right.
But I remember interviewing Don Hudson himself.
Really?
Man, I wish I had a picture of me and him together. I remember interviewing Don, I want to say 89. When they christened it the Don Hudson Center. And I did a live shot with Don Hudson. And now I think back, it's like, wow, that's like talking to Babe Ruth or something.
Yeah,
I didn't
appreciate
it at the time.
Yeah.
I mean, the Don Hudson.
I had a lot of things like that that I wish I would have grabbed some photography. But
and it's, you know, it's funny. I said, off camera, I said, hey, what was it like at Alabama with Bear Bryant and everything? He goes, well, we did all right. We made a few dollars on the side. We ran us a, a laundry service. I said, a laundry service? Oh, my gosh. Don Hudson and Bear Bryant are washing my clothes? I mean, you guys actually did? He goes, oh, no, we were in bed. We had other fellas do that.
I bet he did.
I mean, think about it. I want to be, you know, you have Coach Borseth on. Incredible life, incredible journey, right?
Yeah.
You guys have met so many cool people and been a part of a lot of cool things in your own lives. I mean, you really have to be thankful for that.
And didn't appreciate it as much at the time. I mean, I stood and talked with Mickey Mantle one time, and he was promoting some insurance company or something. They had these cards made up, and I had him sign like 5 cards for me, and I gave them all away. Ted Williams, did a thing with Ted Williams and gave them all away. But I got to tell you a quick funny story that I was thinking about the other night watching the NCAA finals. The head coach for Purdue, Matt Painter, 1989, myself and Steve Boyer, my photographer from this TV station, we went to East Lansing, Michigan to do a preview story on Tony Mandarich, who is going to be, you know.
Right.
Well, Tony, they let us know Tony's not going to be around. He's out in California training now and, you know, all those kind of things. I said, that's fine. Just like to talk to the coach and some of his teammates and, you know, about what kind of a guy we're getting here in Green Bay type of thing. So we got the interview set up with George Perlis, the head football coach at Michigan State. So we're sitting there, we're just about to start, and who walks in but Tommy Izzo, okay, with a recruit. And you ever have one of those things where even to this day you get a little pang of, ah, you idiot, okay?
Yeah.
And I knew Tony Izzo. A lot of those. Tommy Izzo, I mean, he played against my high school team and all these, big. Okay, watched him play at Northern and all these things. And I go, hey, Tony Izzo from Iron Mountain. Well, Tony is his cousin or his dad or somebody. Except it's like, well, actually, Tom. Tom Izzo. But just one of those awkward kind of thing. You know what I mean? Where it's like, oh, you're an idiot. But anyway, the recruit he brought in was Matt Painter, the head coach now for Iowa. I mean, for Purdue. That was his recruit.
Wow.
Did you take note of that? Did you interview him?
Still remembered that. And then, and they were talking, okay. And he says, oh, he's getting a lot of offers. And he ended up going to Purdue, having a nice career. But it's just funny now that I see him as this full-grown man. It's like, I remember meeting you when you were 17 years old and being recruited by Tommy Izzo to play at Michigan State.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's just weird little things.
But like Todd said, we, you know, because of your job and
You met the Dalai Lama. It doesn't get any bigger than that.
Well, I have a lot of soft hands, yes. I just remember that. Wouldn't you say that these people who are bigger
than Sinatra,
but even that some of the actors,
I
just want to say, John,
I met the Dalai Lama.
Don't you think most people are really nice?
Yeah.
Even though they're like bigger than life,
yeah.
They're actors, presidents, they, you know, I don't know. They're except maybe that one guy from Kentucky, but most people are really, really nice.
Who's the guy from Kentucky?
Yeah, who's the guy from Kentucky?
Who's Paul Horning from?
Who's what?
Paul Horning.
Okay.
He wasn't very nice to Johnny. He wasn't real nice to me either. Just he was busy, I think. I think we was too busy for us.
Listeners of my other show still recall. My other listeners were crazy. They remember everything. And I would always still get it because we had Paul Horning on the phone. And instead of just saying, hey, I've got to go, guys. Got another call. I got another thing. Okay, hey fellas, listen, I'm almost to Green Bay. I'm gonna be losing you pretty quick here once I get to Green Bay. I think you thought we were Milwaukee. That was the excuse.
Oh,
man, I'm coming down from Sturgeon Bay here, and I'm almost to Green Bay, so I'm about to lose you. That was his excuse to tell us goodbye.
Right.
Yeah. Anyways. Yeah. Paul was Paul.
Yes.
But that was my ultimate hero.
He was?
Oh, growing up, Paul Horning was my hero like you can't believe. You can't believe. And I still remember the day my brother came home from Milwaukee, and he had visited our brother-in-law in Manitowoc. It was good for, okay, whatever. And they went to the left end or the right guard or whatever it was in Manitowoc, and there was Paul Horning sitting there with two babes.
Yeah.
And Max McGee, and they were talking with Max. And I said, oh, man, can we get Paul Horning's autograph? So, and I'd give anything for this. It was still on my kindergarten picture in the back of the picture. Paul Horning
cool.
signed his autograph. That was such a cool thing for me at that time. It was unbelievable.
Yeah. I did follow football like when I was a little kid. I mean, I knew who they were and some of the players. But yeah, in my 10 years as mayor, Donald Driver, I tell you what, that guy was the real deal.
No question.
Still is, right?
Still is in my world. But yep. He was always there. And man, he was just awesome. But. Yeah, I know he's more recent, but some of those.
You ever going to work on getting him on the show here?
I got to get him on the show.
It's only been 6 months
right,
since you said
more than that,
him.
Right?
More than that, yeah.
I mean,
one of our first guests could be Donald Driver. I'm going to get Donald in here.
I'm going to surprise
Premier
you.
Premier Week, Donald Driver on Bino and the Mayor.
We are getting him on here, you guys. He is
Has he
awesome.
Picked up his phone like he's about to call him?
His number's in here. I was just thinking about that.
Well, give him a call.
Let's do it live.
No, we're not going to do it live, just in case. Who?
Cold call. Here we go. Hey, Donald!
From I-43 to I-41, this is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
There's Thursday on Matt Nair on Air. Why is it important that America stays with NATO? Retired Brigadier General Steve Anderson joins us at 10:33. Don't miss it.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.